The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. I promise this is going to be a really good topic. The market continues to set records, but why? The Dow nearing 28,000. Trying to understand what's behind this move so we could, understand to become better investors. And really, what is it that we really need to be looking at? What should we be kind of really focusing on? Because there's so many headlines swirling around. I need to tell you, from the impeachment hearings, which, by the way, if you look at the impeachment hearings we've been having, most likely they're going to have a House vote and probably will get voted to impeach the president. However, when it goes to the Senate, our founding fathers said, to impeach a president, it's got to be two-thirds majority of that of the Senate, which is probably not going to happen. And that's why the market's not really looking at that so much. Market's really focused on trade with China, obviously, and interest rates. And also, we're going to weave in earnings. So when you think about today's topic, the market continues to set records. But why? We want to understand why. A lot of people, they say the market climbs a proverbial wall of worry. Well, there's a lot of things to worry about. Look at these headlines. And some investors are left out because of the headlines. And what we really want to focus on is when you want to play offense, when you want to play defense in the market. Right now, seemingly we want to play offense. Not only is our Fed cutting rates, and we'll talk more about interest rate cuts and how it helps the economy, how it helps the market, but not only is our Fed cutting rates all around the world, the ECB, European Central Bank, Bank of Japan, pretty much around the world, every government is cutting interest rates to try to stimulate the economy. And here we are in our country where last year, 2018, we're raising rates. The markets were going down, not liking it, thinking that we'd go into a recession with so many rate moves to the upside. And then we turn the page in calendar of 2019, and then we get three rate cuts. So, of course, it's been a kind of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde Federal Reserve. But as an investor, we really want to know what the Fed is doing. The Fed's going to start raising rates in a campaign. Instead of playing offense, you probably want to take some offensive players off and play a little bit of defense if that were to happen. But right now, we seem to be in a sweet spot where earnings are decent. We'll talk about that in a minute as well. And interest rates are low, making it easier for people to borrow at lower rates, refinance their homes, also for businesses to refinance also and bring down their interest rate. So really the cost of money goes up and down by the way the Fed. Now, again, that seems so complex, but our goal here every Sunday morning is try to go through these themes, go through these topics, and try and make you a better investment so you can prepare for retirement. And if you're in retirement, have a better retirement. But one of the things that if you look through the history of the markets, a lot has to do with the swings of the federal policy, and that is the monetary policy and so forth. Now, fiscal policy is how we tax and spend. And of course, there's been a big tax cut that appears to be helping out the economy quite a bit. So again, fiscal policy is how you tax, raise taxes, lower taxes, and how you spend. You spend more towards military or where you spend the money. Monetary policy, we're mostly focused on right now. Again, if you get stuck in jeopardy, you'll know the answer between fiscal and monetary policy. Dust off your economic 101 books. But monetary policy is how the Federal Reserve dictates price of money, so to speak, or what it costs for money. And at times, they want to actually lower rates and stimulate the economy and keep the economy going. And other times, if the economy gets too hot, that's the kind of thing. Is it too cold, too hot? If it's too cold, well, the Fed will kind of cut rates and try to stimulate the economy like 2008, 2009. And if it's too hot, and we've had periods of time when the economy is too hot and maybe going to inflation, well, then the Fed will raise rates and try to cut down that growth, try to cut down potential inflation. That's their mandate, basically, is to make sure money doesn't go in, or monies don't go to a lot of inflation and also full employment. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm with you every Sunday morning. I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. For more information about Mahoney Asset Management, go to MahoneyGPS.com. And right here on WHUD, I'm the Mike and Casey Show, Monday through Friday, 8:25 in the morning. I give you the market report. Tell you what's happening with national averages, national news, national business news, that is. Local news, which is the Hudson Valley Index and local business news. And Andy Bell on 5:15. Well, we got you covered there. Bill Cougar, Mahoney Asset Management, on your drive home. We'll tell you about the market. markets and national averages, the local Hudson Valley Index, and any local business news. So we got you covered right here Monday through Friday. Mike and Casey, 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 Drive Home, Andy Bale Show. Saturday, we take a day off, and Sunday, we're right back with you here at GPS for Your Finances. Up next also is Casey's Health and Happiness Show here at 6:30, and we got you covered there because we got you healthy, wealthy, and wise. We call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour, so to speak. How do you like that? So with all the headlines swirling around, there's a lot of noise that's happening, and people scratch their head, and that's what we're going to tackle today. The market continues to set records is today's topic. But why? And that's what we're trying to go over, that we've actually have a point at a time where interest rates are going down. The Fed is called accommodative. They're called dovish. So, by the way, there's some definitions here. When the Federal Reserve talks about, you know, anything to do with the markets and the economy, if, in fact, they're raising rates, they're called hawkish. Like, oh, okay, the Fed is hawkish. They're really worried about inflation, and they're hawkish. Dovish stance is which we kind of think right now. Again, they don't label themselves hawkish or dovish. We do. Dovish is kind of where we are right now, that they're actually, you know, they've cut rates three times in 2019, and they say going forward, they're not going to raise rates unless there's some major, major inflation. And we, again, right now, they're probably on pause. They cut three rates times in 2019. They're on pause mode. But again, the kind of knowing whether Fed is dovish or hawkish, so to speak, is important to determine how much money you want to put towards stocks and how much you want to play defense with. At the moment, we have a lot of momentum. Look, a lot of people over the years talk about the stock market, about, oh, God, I'm in the market, and, you know, there's a lot of risk in the market, which there's always risk in the market. Even today, there's always risk in the market. Yeah, when the market starts doing well, starts setting records, start making the headlines of newspapers, then there's actually another fear investors have. And that fear is the fear of being left out. Yes, there's actually that such fear. And that kind of builds momentum also. So here we are in late 2019. The market, though it's from January through June, had a good run. Been pretty choppy since then, especially with China trade talk and the impeachment hearings and some of the nagging things that are kind of eating away at investors. But yet here we are. Most indexes are up 20% year to date. The Dow is closing in on 28,000 despite all the headlines. And you're going to hear this. With all these headlines, you cannot make investment decisions. Excuse me, you cannot make investment decisions just based on headlines. I mean, if you did, you'd be sitting in cash for the last 20 years because every headline or every cycle we have are some awful, awful headlines. You have your 401k sitting in cash, your 403b sitting in cash, and you miss this huge market move because we're gonna, after the break, we're going to tell you specifically when you should play offense, when you should play defense, based on interest rates, and based on earnings. So today's topic, the market continues to set records, but why? We're going to delve into that, help you become a better investor. And we'll be right back, right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Thanks for joining us this early Sunday morning. I'm sure you got the toast going, coffee going, and you did not invite me. That's not nice. Okay. Today's topic, the market continues to set records, but why? The Dow nearing 28,000. We're going to dissect that and help to make you a better investor. Now, you just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett. Offer my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. Only a couple more chances for this book, guys, because we have a new book coming out soon. This will probably be the last of this one. So Not Your Father's Retirement sells on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, for $17.99, but you can get this book for free right now. The early bird gets the worm, and it's very early. So call 845-371-0101. Okay, get a pen in hand, paper ready. Here we go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes we're tackling, like we're tackling today, why we're setting records. Sometimes we're tackling taxes, estate planning, leaving a legacy. We cover it all here Sunday mornings. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. But I believe the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, kind of covers all those bases for you, each chapter. So 845 371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel. When you get home, go to WHD.com, which should be one of your favorite places anyway, guys, right? With storms and things are happening. And the lower right-hand side right there, you can get my book offer there for free. So two hands on the wheel if you're driving. Otherwise, 845-371-0101. Also, as a reminder, yeah, gosh, every Monday through Friday, I'm on the Mike and Casey show around 8:25 in the morning, right after traffic. We cover the national averages, national markets, you know, Dow Jones, S&P, NASDAQ, what's happening with the business news. Also, local stock index, the Hudson Valley Index, comprised of companies like MBIA and Entergy and IBM, MasterCard, all these companies in the Hudson Valley that represent the Hudson Valley Index, what the index did and what the winners and losers were, and any other business news here in the Hudson Valley. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Take a day off Saturday and with you Sunday morning right here, every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Of course, at 6:30, Casey's Health and Happiness Show comes up, so stay tuned for that. And we got you covered from 6 to 7 a.m. every Sunday because we got your Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Hour, which I just dubbed. Hope that works. So today's topic, the market continues to set records, Dow nearing 28,000, and why? Well, we just started talking about interest rates a little bit. Now, think about a year ago this time. No, you don't want to think about that. Okay, at least for markets. I mean, last October 4th, Fed Chair Powell said, we're close away from neutral, far away from neutral, meaning we're going to have to raise rates a lot in 2019. Thankfully, it did not happen. Then December 18th, December 19th, the week before Christmas, the Grinch of Fed Chair Powell came in, and again, for no apparent reason, it seems, because it wasn't having inflation. We spoke about that. Raised rates in December 19th, and it was December to remember 2018, because at one time the market was down 20% from October 4th to sometime, let's say, around Christmas Eve, where the market lost about 700 some points. So the fear of the Fed raising rates and constantly raising rates throughout this year, which did not happen, thankfully, was putting a lot of people in defensive mode, thinking that, gee, you're going to keep raising rates, mortgage rates are going to go up, the cost of money is going to go up, and throw us right into recession. Then on January 4th, having the Mount Rushmore of Fed governors were there. It was actually Fed Chair Bernanke and then Janet Yellen. And then Fed Chair Powell said on January 4th, just a couple weeks after raising rates on December 19th, you wonder why the market was kind of crazy during that time. He said, you know what? I think we'll be more patient, more flexible when it comes to further rate hikes. And that got the market rallying. And then from there, we had three rate cuts in 2019. So that really set the stage. Now, think about interest rates for a second. Again, let me kind of polarize this. Let's say you can get 10% in a bank or 10% in treasuries. Why would you even put money in stocks, right? So that's the biggest competition, interest rates and stocks. There's a lot of other factors, of course, too. But just to give an example, let's say they kept raising rates and now CD rates are 10% and treasury rates are 10%. Again, these are extreme numbers, of course. Well, how much money would you really want to put in stocks, you know, if you can get something 10% guaranteed? So think about that for a moment. But then also think about whether they keep cutting rates, and now the 10-year treasury is around 1.8%, 1.9%, less than 2% for 10 years. Then you say to yourself, wow, for 10 years, get 1.8, 1.9, that's it, under 2% for 10 years? I'll try my luck at the stock market. You know, that's how money flows back and forth. So interest rates have a really big dynamic into what's going on. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So thankful that you're joining us Sunday morning. I love being with you guys every Sunday morning. Today's topic, the market continues to set records, but why? We're going to delve into that. We're delving into that. Get behind the headlines. That's noise, 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 noise. Get to know what interest rates are doing. Get to know what earnings are doing. Then make a decision based on asset allocation, how much you want to put towards stocks, how much you want to put towards bonds. Sometimes, like now, it feels like the wind's at our back as investors. You want to have a little bit more chips on the table, stocks, as earnings have been pretty good, interest rates are low, things are recovering today. And at times, the wind will shift and the wind will be at our front, pushing us the other way, where maybe rates are climbing higher, earnings are deaccelerating, and then we're going to take some chips off the table. So again, I'm not trying to give you any investment advice I can hear on the radio, but give you some of these guidelines that really help become a better investor, particularly around the area of interest rates and that of earnings. And as I mentioned, when interest rates are really, really high, typically that's a really difficult competition for stocks, as I mentioned. Also, conversely, if interest rates were to go way, way high and people had home equity lines, instead of paying, let's say, $400 a month, they start paying $800 a month. You know, the cost of money goes up, and then that's less money kind of circulating around the economy. One of the reasons why the market's doing so well is that it's feeling like the economy is going to do pretty well because with low interest rates, low unemployment, low inflation, you kind of shake it all up and say, gee, I mean, you know, take away the politics for a minute, the economy is really running on all cylinders. We're at 3.6% unemployment rate. somewhere between 160 to 180,000 new jobs are created every month, it seems. That's been the kind of the moving average, so to speak. You definitely have, again, as I mentioned, a low unemployment. Low inflation, usually then the textbook used to say, when you have low unemployment and wages going up, that you're going to run into inflation. Too much money chasing too few goods. That's economics 101. But I guess they didn't think about all the disruptors that we've had over the years, such as Amazon, right? Amazon's competing, lower pricing, Walmart, all these different things. So back in the 1970s, 1980s, it was true. When you actually had higher wages, low unemployment, money was out there, too much money chasing too few goods, lifting up inflation. Now, right now, I'm not saying we'll never have inflation again, but certainly there's a lot of companies out there trying to compete for your business, lowering prices. Think about it. You could walk out with a 40-inch TV for $200 these days. 40-inch TV was not $200 5 years ago. It was more like $1,000. So things have changed, and that's something we'll cover in the last segment of today's topic. The market continues to set records, but why? We'll be right back with the GPS for your finances.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find me every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. So glad to be part of your day. Start your day anyway, nice and early. And you heard Mike Bennett offer my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. One of the last few offers we have, because soon we'll be offering a new book for you. But Not Your Father's Retirement, just like the name sounds, actually. It's a semi-autobiography because my father, a local 38 union, unfortunately he passed. But he had a pension. He had an annuity. He had health care. He had dental. He had vision. He had all these great things, and Not Your Father's Retirement says, we don't have those things. Most of us don't have those things, and how can we replace those things? How can we have a better retirement? How can we set up our own pension? How can we put money away for healthcare and so forth? That's all in the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So call 845-371-0101. Get a pen ready, get a paper ready. Here we go. It sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. That's you. 845-371-0101. Again, if you're driving, two hands on the wheel when you get back home, lower right-hand corner, right there on WHD, which should be your favorite site anyway. It tells you everything about the weather and traffic and local news and great music. So again, anyway, lower right-hand corner on the homepage of WHD, you'll find my offer, the free book this morning. So again, today's topic, the market continues to set records. But why? You know, look at these headlines. Dow nearing 28,000. We're tackling that to make you become a better investor, to recognize trends, what's most important things. Stop the headline noise, get out of that noise, and talk to things that are most important to the markets, and that is of interest rates and earnings. And right here on WHD, Mike and Casey, I'm on from Monday through Friday. I'm on an 8:25 or so, right after traffic, and when I talk about the national averages, the Dow, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, all the kind of business news that affects our region. And then, of course, the local Hudson Valley Index, which is comprised of local stocks in Hudson Valley and any Hudson Valley business news. We have that for you Monday through Friday. I'm on around 8:25 each morning, right after the traffic. And then on the Andy Bales Show around 5:15 on your way home, we got you covered there. Bill Cougar, Mahoney Asset Management, of course, giving you the national averages, national news, national business news that is, the Hudson Valley Index, as well as any local business news that happened that day. So we got you covered Monday through Friday, Saturday break, Sunday morning right here. And today's topic, market continues to set records. And don't forget, stay right here. Don't change your dial. Stay right here at 100.7, because at 6:30, Casey's Health and Happiness Show comes up at 6:30. And we got you covered, because from 6 to 6:30, well, we got you wealthy, and then health and happiness put it together. We got you happy, healthy, and wise all together from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. right here on WHT. Woo. Okay, so all these headlines swirling around about impeachment, and you name the headlines, you pick up the newspaper. And by the way, I have to remind you, if you ever go to your garage or basement, you got some old newspapers, pick it up and look at the headlines. They're never pretty. So while people are like, oh my God, look at the headlines, I'm like, whew, you know, our country's been through a lot of headlines. Think about it. Assassinations, wars, all these type of things. Over time, the market tends to go up. It doesn't have to, but it tends to go up even with those crises and so forth. But again, you're never going to pick up a newspaper in your basement or garage. And by the way, I have a bunch of my garage that need to go out. And pick up a newspaper and look at the things that are happening during that time. And it doesn't. You never get a headline to say, all is clear. The economy is great. The market's great. Invest your money. No, you have to deal with some of these headlines, nagging headlines. But as an investor, we want you to be a better investor by realize the market continues to set records. And the reason why? Well, we have low interest rates. These low interest rates are really helping out companies refinance, individuals refinancing. We had mortgage applications at an all-time high just a couple weeks ago. We saw 30-year mortgages under 4%, in some cases 3.75. So if someone had a 5.5% or 6% mortgage and refinanced to 3.75, that puts an extra $300-$400 a month probably in their hands, and that could circulate around the economy. Take that by millions of people, that's a lot. Home equity line rates have come down. Credit card rates really haven't, but home equity lines. And you think about businesses who borrow money, you know, in the millions and sometimes billions of dollars, and what lower interest rates impact their profitability. Then we also mentioned that, you know, when rates are really high, it offers a lot of competition to stocks. If you can get 5 or 10% guaranteed in CDs and treasuries, why would you even want to mess around with stocks? But what if the rates are really low like they are now, the 10-year treasury at 1.8, 1.9, well, yeah, I guess we'll put some money towards stocks, right? Because there's a chance that will do better than 1.8, 1.9 over 10 years. So that's kind of the thing you think about when it comes to interest rates. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning without fail. I'll be here. Don't worry about it. Rain, snow, sleet, whatever. I'm here. So today's topic, the market continues to set records, but why? Dow closing in on 28,000. Another thing is earnings. We've had a great earnings season for the most part. You heard Tesla did well, Microsoft did well, Intel. I'm counting on my fingers. Walmart had good earnings. There's just so many different names. There are a few, you know, that had some shortcomings. Amazon was a little bit softer guidance. Caterpillar was a little bit softer guidance. But in general, a lot of companies met or beat expectations. I would say it's about 75% of companies either met Wall Street expectations or beat Wall Street expectations. And that's important because when companies have stronger earnings for the balance sheets, of course, but there's a lot of things they can do for shareholders that help out. So if companies have really strong earnings, and they don't know what to do with the money, they could obviously buy back more stock. And actually, 2019 is going to go down as a record of almost $1 trillion. I think it's like $800 billion. Put an eight and put a bunch of commas together. $800 billion worth of buybacks in corporate America. So companies feel pretty confident in themselves. They're buying back stock aside of, you know, creating this kind of supply and demand that which helps out the market. So we're seeing that happening with strong earnings. Companies can buy back shares. You see that a lot. Apple does a lot of that, for example. Then we also see companies. Not only are they buying back stock, but they're raising dividends. Through this earnings cycle, a lot of companies had good numbers. A number of them actually raised their dividend. And of course, as a shareholder, we like that. So, you know, it's two things I kind of put together here when we start thinking about, you know, the market continues to set records. But why? I think the earnings season, again, that's what kind of started this rally into new highs. Companies had better than expected earnings. And with those earnings, there's a lot they can do with that money. As I mentioned, they could buy back stock, which they are in records. They could actually raise their dividends, which investors love more dividends on a quarterly basis. That comes out. They can buy their competitors. They can invest into more technologies to increase their business. A lot of good things happen when companies have good earnings. And so I think the recipe together for markets in general, if you have lower interest rates and strong earnings, it makes for a good market. And probably is the answer to today's riddle, so to speak. The market continues to set records, but why? Well, there it is right in front of us. Despite the crazy headlines, China trade, impeachment. I mean, we can throw anything at this market, it seems. It's like the Teflon market. And the reason why, because underneath it, we have low interest rates, strong earnings, or decent earnings anyway, that's propelling the market. Well, again, Sunday, here it is towards the end. Well, I hope you enjoyed a GPS for your finances. I'll be with you next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Stay tuned for Casey at 6:30. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for your finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.